Your role in being a paid staff person that works with an individual is a unique relationship. Often we are providing very intimate care for someone with very little introduction to them. Getting to know a person takes time. How can we find efficient ways to get this information? And also, how does the company not lose this information when there is a change in staff? One way to start is by thinking of ways that you and your friends and family get to know people. Let's hear a few examples.
When I meet someone new, one of my tricks is to ask them about themselves. This often leads them to expand on themselves and introduce anecdotes that then will foster more conversation.
What are some typical questions you ask people when you first meet them?
Where are you from? What do you do? Are you a sports person? Do you watch the Vikings?
I also like to ask people a lot of questions. The other thing I like to do is observe the way that they are interacting with other people, so that way I can approach them in a way that will meet them where they're at. And so if it's somebody who is hanging out with their kids and I see that they're being really energetic, I would respond to them and approach them in a more energetic way.
That's a good idea, because they can relate to that approach as being familiar.
Sometimes you have someone who might be kind of standing back in a group or a crowd, and so by observing them, you want to make sure you approach them a little differently, and then you can actually foster a more authentic connection with them.
If I see someone who is lagging back, maybe purposely staying out of the limelight, I try to make a judgment if that is something they need to do or if they're just shy. If they're just shy, then I make an effort to try and pull them into the activity.
Many disability service providers are using person-centered tools to gather this important information. These tools help make sure that the information gathered and observed by one staff person is shared with other staff people and isn't lost with staff changes or leaves. It is a great relationship-building tool and a way to acknowledge each person you work with as their own unique person. Let's start your introduction to some of these tools and ideas before we dive into how you can truly become person-centered in the support you provide.